Last week, Jeb Bush shook up the political world with news that he's thinking about running for the U.S. Senate seat that Republican Mel Martinez will vacate in 2010. If Bush runs, his record may get a closer vetting than when he left office 2 years ago with high approval ratings. One such policy that might be examined is Medicaid reform. In 2005, Bush signed legislation aimed at reforming Medicaid, the health insurance program for more than 2 million low-income family, elderly, and disabled Floridians. Originally offered in Broward and Duval counties, the reform program has been expanded to 5 counties, and there have been problems with the implementation of the program. Holly Benson, the head of the Florida Agency for Healthcare, or ACA, has defended those problems as growing pains. But the former governor recently wrote in an op-ed that the program is doing great and should be expanded by current Governor Charlie Crist and the legislature. But Laura Goodhue thinks Bush is mistaken. Goodhue is the executive director of Florida Chain, an organization promoting access to health care in Florida. She wrote a letter to the Tampa Tribune on Monday rebutting Bush's claims, such as how reforming Medicaid is currently saving money.
When the state originally had to apply for a waiver to the federal government to implement this experiment with Medicaid, they had to project how much money we would spend on Medicaid in, I think, the next 5 years. So even the federal government has said that those projections were wildly inflated, and actually new projections have come out to show that it's the money that we'll actually spend on Medicaid is $38 billion less than what they said in 2005. So when lawmakers, you know, in the state legislature passed Medicaid reform, they were looking at some numbers that weren't really realistic. And while Medicaid certainly is a big, you know, it's a part of Florida's budget, but many people use the percentage that it takes up with the budget, and they don't consider the federal matching dollars, or they include those. And so it's almost a 50-50 match for every, you know, I think it's 45 or 55 cents that the state spends. The federal government matches that, so it's actually a pretty good investment when you talk about covering people who otherwise wouldn't be covered. And so when we talk about this, you know, really pushing the budget, many times they include those federal matching dollars, and that's really not state money anyway.
In his op-ed published in the Tribune on November 28th, Bush wrote that 29 months in, Medicaid reform can claim significant successes. But Florida Chain's Laura Goodhue says there's not enough data to make such an evaluation.
I think a lot of the former governor's arguments, with all due respect, are in theory, and they're the same arguments that were used to support passing the idea of this experiment in the first place. And we haven't seen any proof to date that this is saving the taxpayers any money, or that people are getting healthier, which are the two main focuses of the program. We want people on Medicaid to get healthier by deregulating the market, or that was at least the focus of the program, and that we want to save taxpayer dollars by using them more efficiently in an open, unregulated, or in an open market. And so we just haven't seen that data yet.
The recipients of Medicaid are children of low-income earners, the elderly, and disabled. Florida Chain's Laura Goodhue says that the plans to enroll are confusing for those trying to access the system.
For example, in one of the larger pilot counties of Broward, they have between around 17 health plans to choose from, and that means that each plan may have a different drug formulary, a different pharmacy, a different copay, specialist, primary care provider, and so that just causes a lot of problems. So, you know, imagine if you're a very low-income parent trying to find, you know, Medicaid doctor for your child. You might pick one plan because it has their primary doctor on it, but then you're passing up the specialist on the other plan, or the good drug formulary on the other one. And so it's definitely caused a lot of confusion and a lot of problems for some people who are have trouble navigating the system as it is.
As every state agency is forced to make budget cuts to deal with the growing deficit, Laura Goodhue says that ACA is doing that, but is actually asking for more money to expand Medicaid reform.
They've suggested several cuts, I think around 27 cuts to the budget in various Medicaid areas, including medically needy funding for pregnant women, Medicaid coverage for 19 and 20-year-olds. But the one place where they're suggesting that the state spend more money is to expand Medicaid reform. And they're requesting in their budget that the state send $6.7 million to expand this experiment to more counties.